Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Savannah. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi. My name's Renee, and I had a payment charged to my credit card, but it was declined because I didn't authorize it. So I'm wondering who this is and how I can get off the list.
All right, and could I get your zip code?
It's really loud there. I can hardly hear you. My what?
Your zip code?
My zip code, 98660.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Renee Foran.
All right, so I did find an account with your name. Could you verify your address for me?
2310 Grant Street, Vancouver.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you for that information. All right, so on May 15th, you entered a 14-day trial, and your 14-day trial was up on May 31st, so that's when they tried to charge your card for $92.90 and $91.89.
What was the trial for?
All right, so the 14-day trial was for, let me see what you got for a moment.
I can't hear you again. It's really scratchy on your end.
All right, so let me see what. You can hear me now?
Yeah, now I can
Okay.
hear you great.
All
What was
right,
the
so
14-day trial?
all right, let me see for you. I'm pulling it up now. One moment.
Okay.
Please continue to hold for me. My screen is loading real slow, okay?
Okay, it just got scratchy again.
I think you could have.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I'm going over the
Oh,
account so I can see what you ordered.
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I had another similar charge from some other company too, so I have to call them as well.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so this is face cream.
Face cream?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of it?
Hold on one moment. I'm waiting on it to load. I just was laying
I
over
don't
with it.
think I did this. I think this is a fraud of some sort. I never got a face cream.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see for you. I'm waiting on everything to load. So one moment, okay? Can I place you on a brief hold?
Okay.
All right, so my internet is going slow, so I'll see you waiting on it to load, okay?
Yeah, I can't hear you again.
All right, so I'm still waiting on my script page to load so I can let you know what the product is.
I honestly still can't hear. There's something like scratchy or crumbling in the background.
All right, so one moment, let me hang up and give you a call back. Okay?
Oh.
Can you hear me? Customer, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
All right, so yeah, you still can hear me. Can you hardly hear me?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
somebody's like eating and the wind's blowing and there's like crumbling paper or something.
No, ma'am. I'm trying to stop you. I don't know how.
You did something at one point where I could hear you.
Okay, do you stop now?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. One moment. I'm trying to load my script page up for you so I can let you know what this is and give you a number to call.
So what company did I call? Like, what? Who do you work for?
We are a third-party call center.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you take calls for lots of different things?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For lots of different products like skin cream.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you have. That's what they're charging you for, a skin cream.
Yeah. Yeah, but they shouldn't be.
Yes, ma'am. So are you saying that this is fraud?
It's a fraud, yes.
All right. So one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding for me. So I can refer you over to the fire department. But they do take fraud very seriously. So are you sure no one in the house with you could have done this to you or could have ordered this short for you?
No.
All right. So
does it have a name? Does the cream have a name?
All right. So it's a... Let me pull it back up. Called NutriSlim.
NutriSlim cream?
Yes, ma'am. NutriSlim. SLIM.
Yeah. There were some pills that I got.
Did you receive anything in the mail?
Yeah, they were pills though, not cream.
They were pills. Okay, so let me
And I was going to try to figure out how to send them back.
All right, so if you do receive anything from us, we're not a receiving warehouse, so you do keep everything that you receive. Yes. And I see right here.
Well, and I shouldn't be charged anymore. I mean, I was charged for them, but it wasn't that much. It was like $8 or something.
All right, so you paid $670 and $745, but that was for the 14-day trial. The 15 days you were supposed to call in and let us know that you were no longer interested in this in these products, so that we could cancel it so that you wouldn't be charged for
Okay, so that was definitely not clear, and it was an ad that came, I think, on my phone or on Facebook, and I shouldn't have fallen for it, obviously. But there was a charge for the first one, and then I thought this was hinky. I shouldn't have done it. Then there was an automatic charge for the second one. It wouldn't let me choose or not choose the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there was no information about being charged something else. It was like, it made it sound like the first time you tried it, you could spend this, and then if you wanted more, you could, you know, it would be more. So that's fraud.
Yes, ma'am. So you said it is fraud?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So one moment, let me send you over to the fire department.
I can't hear you.
All right, so one moment while I send you over to the fire department, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. a reason for going to Pride? Because you didn't order this product?
Pardon me, say that again?
And what's the reason for going to Pride?
Oh, because I was forced to order the second thing, and there was no information that there was going to be another charge.
Alrighty, so one moment while I transfer your call, okay?
All right.